Yeah, Nicole, while we have you, would you want to go through the CFO job description? We agreed, I believe, that we would have Lonnie present if possible for that.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. And also, I think that I believe that Domingo was on the personnel committee when I vetted both of these job descriptions, right?
Hold on. Lonnie's calling me. Sorry.
I think we're going to come back to this. We wanted to speak to both of them to get a summary of both, so let's have that individually rather than to have the two people go back and forth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking too, AC.
Hello?
Yeah.
Excuse me, it's Dominga. I have Lonnie on the line. He wants to know if he should call in or hold off.
I don't think so yet.
Okay, so have him.
That's not my call. I'm sorry.
Well, what do we want to do? Do we want to have Nicole give a summary and then separately have Lonnie give a summary without, because this is an open meeting anyway.
Right.
No, I they both should. We hear it from Nicole, so let's hear from Lonnie and then let's get back to them on our position once we hear both of them.
Okay, I shouldn't give out the phone number over the...
No. I can let him know. I'll let him know.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
so AC, are you okay with bringing Lonnie on now?
Yeah, I mean, if Nicole is through, is she... Is Nicole
still
on?
I'm through, so should I hang up? Should I hang up? No. I'm through.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. If you can hang on, that'll be fine.
You want me to hang on or hang up?
No,
on.
Yeah, but you would be bringing him on, and we didn't bring him on when Nicole was presenting. So let's be fair about that.
We're searching for the level playing field, you guys.
I'm having a problem because I'm misunderstanding what your intent is. So you think Nicole should get on?
My intent is what we decided on at the beginning. My intent is that we informed Nicole that we wanted to hear a summary of her report. And then we're going to hear a summary of Lonnie's report.
Okay.
I assume that we're going to have a discussion and we're going to bring them both back at some point.
Yeah,
okay,
but that
still doesn't answer my question because we have two documents. They have both commented on both documents. Nicole has only addressed the ED document, not the CFO document.
Right, and we're going to hear the... CFO address their document, and then we can come back and get the positions of both. That's
Chair.
All. That's what we agreed upon at the beginning.
Okay. Well,
Chair? Sorry.
Yes. Nia?
Yeah, I'd like to be recognized, please.
Yes, Nia.
I think it's best for Lonnie to hear what Nicole has to say. It's not adversarial. You know, I think that Lonnie to just listen to what Nicole has to say. Then Nicole would get off the phone, and then Lonnie will go through his. I think that's okay.
But then Nicole doesn't listen to what Lonnie's saying.
Can I make
that's
a
okay, you guys. You know, I really trust you. I really trust you. I'm not going to be the ones to thumbs up or thumbs down this. That's out of my control. That is all in your hands. So I trust you. I don't want to get into a back and forth.
I think with the time constraint, I think we're probably best served to thank Nicole if she wants to stay on and listen. That's fine. But I think we need to go through the job description for the CFO draft with Lonnie if he's available, and then we'll probably have to adjourn and won't have time for a back and forth.
Okay.
So,
excuse me.
Yeah.
One of the documents that I have, and I would certainly like to hear Lonnie comment on it, is his comments on the ED. So if I would suggest that perhaps we would consider completing the input on the ED tonight, since we only have about 15 minutes left,
mm-hmm.
And then save the CFO for the next meeting, the CFO position for the next meeting.
That makes sense to me if it's okay with everyone. is everybody okay with Ifia's suggestion?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's what I was
trying to
say.
Okay.
I just was kind of trying to say. Okay.
Okay.
Yes?
All right. Everyone's okay with it. I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it, too, and I think you should do that with just Lonnie, and I'll be fine. I'm preparing for tomorrow's meeting. If you all don't mind, again, I mean no disrespect, but, so I think that would be fine. Just to let you know, though, again, on the 7th, if it's going to be the 17th, when you pick back up this conversation and then we look at the CFO job description, you know, I will be back east, and it'll be this crazy Take Back America, but the more advanced time that I know, you know, I'll try to book that, and just remember to peel off and join everybody. And, you know, I'll have my laptop anyway, so I'll have the documents with me, and I don't have to carry paper.
Okay, great. Thank
if it's
much.
The 17th. You're very welcome. Thank you, everybody. And, talk to you real soon. Thank you, everybody.
Great.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
So, committee, I'm going to call Lonnie now.
Great. Thank you.
And I'm going to ask him to speak to the ED position. Is that correct?
Yes. That's correct.
I'm going to put you on mute, so I'll just let you know when I rejoin the call.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any problem with having him to speak to his own position, as did the ED?
Really, the only problem is time.
I know, but I mean, you're having him to comment on the ED position.
It's up to you guys on out east, because for me, you know, it's early. The night is very young. I just don't want to inconvenience people on the East Coast or make you feel pressured to stay up all hours of the night because we started late or whatever. So
I'm just concerned about a fair process. That's all. Not a question of Nicole is going to speak on his position at a later point, and she spoke on her position on her own thing. Why can't we hear Lonnie on his own thing and then come back to him?
I thought we just agreed that since there's limited time left and since he has weighed in on the ED description that. With the remaining time for this session, he would just weigh in on the ED job description draft, and then we would take up the CFO job description at a subsequent date at our next meeting.
Right. It will be fair, AC. It will be fair.
I mean, if there's some unfairness, I mean,
I thought we had agreed originally to do that, but, I mean, we're changing it in the middle of the game here, but that's okay.
We did change it, but we're really just expanding the process in the interest of fairness.
So Lonnie should be joining.
But whatever the majority wants to do, that's fine with me.
Okay, but I just want to be clear that fairness is the primary concern I have, and this actually is going to expand the process a little in the interest of fairness. That's the way I view it. I don't know if everyone agrees, but I think that's what we're trying to do.
Yes.
Well, don't hold up because of me. Just go ahead. Whatever way the board...
We're waiting for Lonnie.
We're waiting for Lonnie.
In the meantime, do you know how to sing, Jack?
I can sing, but, you know, it may not be in everyone's best interest if I do.
Well, okay. Do you play an instrument? Okay. Let me make it easy on you. Oh, boy.
That was a very illuminating summary. I felt much more like I understood what all of the green wording meant.
Yeah.
Hello.
Lonnie?
Hi, Lonnie.
Yeah. Hi.
This is Jack Van Aken with Nia Bediako, A.C. Bird, Ifia Nwangaza, Doc Bethune and Domingo Estrada are on the call from the Personnel Committee. We've had a slight change of direction. I think the committee felt that in the interest of fairness, we've just heard a summary, and this is an open meeting, it's being web-streamed and archived. We've heard a summary of Nicole's suggested edits to the ED job description, and the committee has decided that since there's very little time left, it's 9:20, or it's actually 10:20, two on the East Coast, that we would ask you to present your comments, views on the ED job description, because you had submitted some suggested changes on, looks like, January 3rd. And we have a document for us that says Lonnie suggested changes to the ED job description. And
yes.
They're in red.
Yes, I have so that one.
You have that one.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
well, what Nicole did was just went through, you know, just bing, 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 down through all of her changes. You could either, I guess, maybe it would make sense for you to go through your changes and present your summary of what your intention was.
Well, okay, thanks for having me on to go over it. That's great. My changes, as you can see in this version, are not that many changes. There's one that I would suggest that's not in here, and when I get to it, I'll bring it up. But first, is in the first paragraph. Can we start there?
Sure.
And I did put them in red so they'd be easy to spot.
Yeah, I think we have them in red.
Okay. In that paragraph, you're looking at, like a long first sentence, but I would add the phrase, and the national office staff. So the clause would be, with the exception of the chief financial officer, CFO, and I would insert, and the national office, national finance staff. Okay, that would be the first change.
Would you, I mean, Nicole sort of expanded and explained what her, you know, rationale was, so just to be fair, you know, I mean, it's up to you. If you want to leave it at that and don't want to expand any, that's fine. But
sure.
It might help us to understand your thinking a little better if you could explain that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, there are two or three reasons. The first is that if, as chief financial officer, in order to do my job, I have to have, as any GM or any supervisor, the ability to direct my staff. That doesn't mean that there's no interaction with the ED. I certainly would want that. But people will get confused over who is their supervisor and who's doing an evaluation. So that's the first reason, just simple accountability issues in terms of having the finance staff not by implication report to the ED, which is something I think has been alluded to. The second reason is ability to carry out your job function. That is, any person that's a supervisor or a manager, the means by which they get their job done is through the staff that's been assigned to them or report to them. So there is a reporting and accountability issue in terms of the board. The board makes an assignment to me. The way I get that job done is through that finance staff. It doesn't mean that there won't be, Nicole wants information from the finance staff. That's fine. In fact, there's bylaw language that actually requires that I produce financial information for the ED and the board, and it's specifically in the bylaws. I think inserting that language, I would have no objection to, just to be clear. But I think my line of accountability goes to the board, and it was set up that way deliberately. So if you're going to have the responsibility for a job, you need the means to carry out that job. And that will be true, I think, for not only a CFO, but for a GM or for any supervisor. So that's my rationale. That is, to have the accountability means you also have to have the means to carry out a board direction. So that's why that changed. Let's see. Is that okay? Then the next one is going down to general administration under responsibilities and duties. On the general administration, I've inserted managing and supervising assigned national staff. Well, but that one is, that just differentiates, in this case, the finance staff from the other 15 staff persons that report to the ED. Something I think needs to be looked at. I'm saying that there are 15 staff people assigned to the executive director. And that's what assigned means. That's an awful lot of people. And that's going to be tough in itself. So that's why the choice of the word assigned.
Can I just interrupt, Lonnie, and ask how many individual employees are assigned to the CFO?
Four. I have my, just four. Oh, no, let's see, one, two, three, four. That's correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, four. And I think that at some point in terms of job description, the personnel committee might want to look at 15 direct reports. In my experience, that seldom works out. Just doing the evaluations could be tough and time-consuming. Now, and I added in that same paragraph, compliance with objectives and policies of the board of directors consistent with the Pacifica mission, and I've added, and the bylaws, because the bylaws also differentiate the ED job description from the CFO job description. The other change in that job description that I think goes down to...
There's a lot of interference in the background. Is that you, Lonnie?
No, it's not me. I'm in this hotel room. It's very quiet.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's about...
Somebody muted. It's gone.
Okay. And I think that is the only change that I did. And I would have is to add the bylaw language in the ED job description and in the CFO job description, which is the exact language in the bylaw, which I had sent along, which requires that he, she shall cause the funds of the foundation to be dispersed. I'm reading from Section 9 of the bylaws. And that the CFO shall cause the funds of the foundation to be dispersed, as he, she may properly be directed from time to time, and shall render to the executive director and the board an account of all his or her transactions as chief financial officer and of the financial condition of the foundation whenever requested, and shall have other such powers and perform such other duties that may be prescribed by the board or the bylaws. I think that would be useful to have that language, which is the exact bylaw language.
You're suggesting that for the CFO job description, Lonnie?
Well, I'm suggesting that it be clear that if it's appropriate, put it in the ED job description.
Put it in the ED as well?
Yeah, because for any ED, they maybe want to know what is that relationship, and having the bylaw language might be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the other suggestion.
Excuse me, and where are you proposing that be inserted?
Well, let's see. In the ED job description, where I'm looking right now, under Section E, 1E, which is General Administration, and where the chief financial officer is discussed, that it be inserted after financial audit and systems manager, that language?
Uh-huh. Okay, after the asterisk, after E.
Yeah, that might be a good place to put it.
Okay.
Other than that, that's really all I had in the way of suggestions and changes.
Okay, well, we're at 9:30 yeah. Eastern time. Do committee members have any comments while we still have Lonnie?
Yes, Chair?
Okay. Was that Nia?
Yes.
Yes. Two things. I'd like to make a motion to extend until 11 Eastern time.
Okay.
For what purpose?
3 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to go, well, let's see. If anybody else had any comments, I wanted to ask Lonnie about number four, where human resources 4B that was inserted in the ED job description by Nicole, participate in union collective bargaining agreement regularly, I mean negotiations, partner with human resources to respond to union requests. Any comments on that?
Just to process the motion to extend, is there any objection to extending time until 11 p.m. Eastern?
For my comrade, you want to do 15 minutes or? I think we should get to try to get to the GM stuff, a little bit of it if we can. That was the purpose of my asking to extend. But I will go along with whatever people decide.
I can go with it to 11. It's fine.
I'm not objecting. I just want to know for what purpose.
Okay.
I have no objection.
Okay. I'm not sure that will take until 11, but if we get started, who knows? But at least hearing no objection, then we'll go ahead and extend time. Lonnie, do you have Nia's question straight?
I'm looking forward to what section is that, Nia?
Yeah, it's in the Nicole edits draft.
Right.
It's under human resources.
B. 4B.
The one I saw, I'm not seeing a reference to.
It's only in the Nicole edits document from. Green.
Yeah.
Participate in union collective bargaining agreement negotiations.
Let me see if I can put that one up.
Yeah. And then it says partner with human resources to respond to union requests.
Let me see. I'm pulling it up under. Well, this is a long one.
It's for human resources.
For human resources. I'm looking at four. What date? I have the one dated 11/2007. Is that the one?
Oh no, it's 2/1/2008.
Yeah, 2/1/2008.
Would you like me to read it again, Lonnie?
Yeah.
Okay. Lord, Jack, I just lost it.
Okay, it's under human resources.
I got it. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Nia, read it.
Participate in union collective bargaining agreement negotiations. Partner with human resources to respond to union requests. Nicole suggested that we added that to the ED's job description.
Most of you know, I've been doing the union negotiations working with the general manager and the local station board. The only suggestion I would have would be adding the language working with the CFO and the local station GMs, because they are directly involved in those negotiations. Those are the three major folks. I have no objection to the HR person being involved, of course, but I believe that the CFO and the GM, ED always have the right to participate. But I think it's also important to have the CFO, because there are financial issues constantly in those negotiations, and have the GMs named as participants. So I would add the language working with the CFO and the general managers as language to add. I don't have it before me, so I'm...
Okay. So it would be something like, we're not going to hammer it out here. We're just looking for summaries. But it would be something like, rather than partner... participate in union collective bargaining agreement negotiations with the CFO and the GMs, something like that.
Yes.
And then partner with human resources to respond to union requests.
Yes, because there are always financial issues, payroll issues, especially if you're talking businesses, who got paid what and whether or not they're entitled to this or that. Happens all the time. So I would add those are the folks that generally get involved
anyway, CFO, GM, and HR, certainly is appropriate. And the ED as well, where that person may want to be involved, they should certainly have that ability.
Okay, thank you, Lonnie. I just wanted to clarify that. Thanks.
Thanks for bringing it. I don't have that one, so I didn't see it.
Yeah. Any other
comment? It's Dominga.
Sure, Dominga.
In the 1996 handbook, the way that it's written, and that's the last handbook that I know of that's been approved by a PMB, a sitting PMB.
Right.
What was written in it is something like the ED responds to union requests, because there was no HR person, I guess, at that time. I'm not quite sure why it went that way. So this these sentences were to kind of update that language. So participate in union collective bargaining agreement negotiations wasn't meant to exclude the CFO. It just wrote in that the ED was, it's going to be a requirement that the ED participate in some way.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just wanted to identify those that really do are involved because of their job, because of
Ask Dominga, the 96 handbook, I mean, I know I've dragged it out when certain issues came up, but can I ask you just how much relevance does that handbook have, I mean, legally and organizationally?
Well, we're going to have to update it. Definitely at the top of my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
Yeah, because that came before the new bylaws was put into place.
Right, exactly, I see.
Okay. Any other comments from the committee or questions for Lonnie on the specifically on the ED job description?
I wanted to ask about the, for management activities, this is on the definition. Am I on the right thing and the right one? 1307.
Yeah. Okay. I'm there.
Okay. Would you comment on the definition there? Where you apparently who added that part about the and the national finance staff?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. So, how about explaining that?
Well, that whole sentence is that the ED is responsible for president of the Pacifica Foundation and general manager, chief executive officer, et cetera. But the clause that I'm referring to is including hiring of station managers of the five sister stations and national staff. Now, I think that needs some clarification because the hiring is actually a joint responsibility in the bylaws between the local station board. So maybe you folks might want to look at that. And then it goes on to say, with the exception of the chief financial officer, CFO, and the national finance staff. So there's an explicit exception for the CFO and the national finance staff. That's the part that I added. But now that I read it, it does make it sound like the ED is responsible solely for the hiring of the five the station managers.
I understand that the ED is responsible for that, but for the hiring of the national. What I'm asking about is this exception. Is that where did you?
Well, because the board.
You're saying that the ED should not be hiring finance staff, nor. Is that right?
I certainly don't mind ED sitting on hiring and giving input. But if I'm hired by the board and evaluated by the board, and I sort of feel that I ought to have the ability to hire the staff that I'm working with, my own team. If you had a situation where the ED hired the finance staff, that could be awkward and cause some problems. Not that the ED won't have an input, but ED has input on all hires in terms of if the general manager's hiring staff, I guess at a station, maybe the general manager pretty much hires according to the policies of the network. And I'm thinking that should apply to the CFO as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see.
Okay. AC, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answers.
Okay, anyone else on the committee have a question for Lonnie? Well, hearing none. I think we could adjourn the meeting. We didn't get through everything, but I'm really very sensitive to dragging these teleconferences out because it doesn't seem like when they're any longer that we get any more efficient. We seem to get less efficient. So if there, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I shall move.
Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting of the Personnel Committee? Hearing no. AC?
No. I thought maybe that, you know, we had a little commentary after the ED left, so I was wondering if we got any after this one. How much time do we have left?
Well, we have 20 minutes left. We extended until 11 Eastern time, so we have about 18 minutes left.
Are we going to get into the issue that was raised by Nia about the... Or we're just going to go...
Well, what was... I thought we did cover that. Nia, did we cover your issue about the union negotiations?
No, I mean...
I think he meant doing the GM search thing.
Yeah, did you want
to... It's okay, I mean...
Yeah,
we certainly don't want a tired chair.
We can take that up. No, I'm not tired. I'm just trying to.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, we can take up the GM job searches because that is a pressing issue and it's something that Pacifica needs to put up very much on the front burner.
And that was my whole purpose for extending. If folks are up to it, I think we should take a stab at it.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I didn't know you wanted to take that up. I'm all for taking it up.
Yes, I did say that.
As long as people are willing to stay up, that's fine with me. Okay, well, we can move the agenda then. Lonnie, you're free to stay on if you wish, or if you don't, thank you very much for participating, taking time out from the meeting in Houston. We're going to talk about the GM searches at the stations, and we're certainly having problems with them. And I think probably...
Could I ask a couple of questions about that? Then I'll probably talk about it.
Okay.
Well, I was wondering if there any... You probably haven't had a discussion yet, but I was wondering if there's any financial implications in terms of the search. Will there be expenses that people can foresee in connection with the search?
Are you talking about a specific search at a specific station?
Yeah, I was just wondering if there had been any suggestions in the search process so far about paying for moving expenses or a budget for search or ads.
Oh, no. Not yet.
We've had some, you know, informal talks about that. I don't know about our search committee if they've talked about, you know, expenses for, say, flying people in for interviews or relocation expenses. Those are all... to my mind, they seem to be question marks, and I'm not aware of any answers. Does anybody else have any knowledge about those issues?
One of the things that I am telling stations, just this is Dominga, from past experience, is to maybe look to their own station budgets, because from what I knew, it would probably be billed back to the station. No concrete discussions involving candidates have occurred yet, Lonnie, so... It's all, you know, in the abstract. We haven't identified anybody to interview or not interview yet. We're still collecting resumes. So if it does come up in a more concrete way, we'll definitely touch base with you.
Okay, sounds good.
In that case, Dominga, are you talking about A as well as K?
Talking specifically about K.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine. I don't need to stay on the call. I'll let you folks do your work.
Okay. Thanks, Lonnie.
All right, take
care.
Good night.
Bye, Lonnie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Night. Hello?
Okay, so we're on to the GM job searches.
I think depending on how in detail the committee would like me to get, I would be much more comfortable discussing this in a closed session. If you would like to discuss it in general or about how to begin building procedures around it, that'd be fine.
Well, I think if we can get Otis to take us off the stream, we could spend 14 minutes in closed session if the committee agrees.
I agree.
Does everyone agree?
Yes.
Well, Jack?
Yeah. I think, for example, I think Afia had some questions that we couldn't really answer in open session. Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that...
Of the public session? Jack?
Nia, we all ahead. Nia, go
actually,
ahead.
Actually, I'm not sure. I'm not sure of what the... And I don't... what the process is at this point. I think that we need some common database. What do the bylaws say about it? I don't feel like I have adequate information and adequate baseline to be able to properly evaluate any proposed changes or to participate in the discussion in an intelligent fashion.
Right.
In light of the fact that I don't have any information about it, and perhaps the most that could be done at this point would be, on one hand, to talk about what the problems are, and on the other, to allow time for at least my educating myself on what's in place at this point already.
Okay, is there any objection to going into a closed session for about 12 minutes?
No.
No objection.
Okay, Otis, did I hear you? Otis, are you there? Otis McClay. Otis, okay, we decided we'd like to go to closed session, so we're wondering if you'd be good enough to take us off the web stream.
Thanks.